Hello and welcome to another episode. So today's episode, we are going to talk about I call it my dance with uncertainty. And does living with uncertainty have importance and kind of its hold over my mind, or how I deal with that, and how it maybe it has hold over your mind as well. Just kind of a fun contemplation episode today. As always, if you want to access the extra content, my kind of dream analysis, psychedelic thoughts, more personal stories, other stuff, you can subscribe below using the link. You can do that through Substack, or you can also do that now through Apple Podcasts. Yeah, they're the new subscribe feature. But yeah, let's just jump right in today and let's enter the labyrinth. Okay, so a quote to consider before you listen to today's episode. So take a soldier and put him right in front of a cannon in a battle and fire it at him, and he'll go on hoping. But read out a certain death sentence to that same soldier and he'll go mad or start to weep. So this quote deals with hope. And I want you to consider that idea of hope and the option, even within uncertainty, within facing uncertainty, when you still have hope involved. And it kind of helps you address the fear you're facing. So keep that within your purview and scope today. So living creates uncertainty. I think that's kind of, it's not even a hot take, but it's this dance with uncertainty that creates windows of love, wisdom, and creativity. So stick with me and allow me to explain that. So uncertainty, it's become fundamental to our understanding of human experience. There's uncertainty principle in physics. There's a measurement uncertainty in mathematics. So the point we need to hold within ourselves is a level of uncertainty to even begin understanding this existence. It's fundamental to our mathematics, to our physics. So we must embrace or must dance with this uncertainty, because we're constantly moving through life, wondering, hoping, and being with these inner perceptions holding our reality. And inevitably, doubt and suffering follow into our state. But that's it. It's a level of uncertainty that allows the flow of those inner feelings. You cannot run from them. It's our fate, whether or not we admit it to ourselves. So maybe the origins of uncertainty, this perception of life, is the acknowledgement of our own mortality. So we live with this fate every day, every single fucking day. It's in our minds, waiting to remind us. So the perception exists somewhere in our psyche. For some, our mortality holds a sway over our purview more than others. But bottling it up, this perception doesn't change the reality of our finite nature. But you might wonder, am I not inserting certainty into an articulation of uncertainty? Not exactly. Take death. Something I said was certain. The reality of our agreed upon understanding of death, where you stop living in this reality. That will happen. Yet, we have this endless questions and contemplations to consider that go beyond that reality, that understanding of death. What happens after death? You know, that type of thing. Uncertainty is all around us, even when facing the harsh reality of our finite nature, even when facing what appears to be certain truths. So all of this brings us towards a reminder that exists within us, a place of doubt, a place of fear that holds something very real about our existence, a home of sorrow, a home of suffering, a home for joy. But it holds an understanding of all those places combined. Yet the awareness of the state brings with it a constant need to balance this fate with your current existence. So we find ourselves on a balancing beam of doubt and wonder, love and suffering, fear and joy. So those who find themselves in this state, something that feels real to the fucking core, can never forget. It's inevitable. It's always with you. Thus, all you can do is manage it, at least for me. Why? Because you are living with the chaos of existence. You cannot forget that chaos, because that chaos holds life's joys and life's sufferings. You need both. You become aware that it's you, the person in charge of your inner psyche, that must continually recreate and validate your existence. And with this, sometimes I think we allow the chaos to slip back into the forefront of our psyche, where it takes control. So this makes me wonder, you know, what if I had denied existence all this time, denied uncertainty, denied fate? Would this inevitable tug of war with my psyche be kept at bay? Bottling up this perception within your mind, can it prevent it from exploding, at least for some time, maybe even until my inevitable death, right? But wait, we need uncertainty, right? So without uncertainty, you have certainty. With certainty, you live without curiosity, exploration, experimentation, and imagination. You need them to even begin grasping this strange existence, the strange cosmos, you know, going about your everyday life even. You need those things to operate in the world. So from the cosmos and into your own psyche. So uncertainty holds the mystery of existence. It's a place of peace and it's a place of chaos. So there's virtue in holding space within yourself for the reminder of uncertainty. But here I am continually tumbling, you know, falling and learning within this inevitable beam of existence. So death comes for us all, right? And I'm here waiting for it. But while death waits, I'll dance with the chaos of this endless loop. And when this loop ends, you will have found me watering the root of my inevitable demise. And when that bottle opens at times, I weep. You know, but until next time, with love, peace out. But it's time for you to get out. Wow, I fumbled that one today. It's time for you to get the fuck out of my lap.